right, so this is going to be a private Q&A with Janice E. McKinstry. And today we're going to talk about toxins in different areas. So these questions came from our monthly membership group, and I asked Janice to come on as a guest, as an expert in her field, to give us some information on, or I suppose answers to the questions that were going on within the group. So thanks so much to those that stuck around and asked the questions. And then Janice is on the line right now. So Janice, thanks so much for being here and willing to come on and answer some of these questions for us.
Oh, thank you, Drew. It's my pleasure. Thanks for that beautiful introduction.
You're welcome. Yeah, it was an absolute pleasure. I enjoy working with you. We had a show in the past that our members listened to. And if you didn't, or if you listened to this alone or before, I'd highly suggest you go back and check out that show with Janice. It was fantastic. We have so many things in common, Janice, and so many similar beliefs. That's why I wanted to bring you on. Can you give our listeners a chance to get to know you just briefly here before we get into the questions?
Sure. So I'm a baby boomer woman, and I'm highly sensitive. And what that means is that, the baby boomer woman means that I am in my late 50s. I was born in 1956, so I've lived through a lot of wonderful changes in our world and in our environment, like the civil rights movement, the feminist movement, the wars. You know, it's just there's a lot that has built in me. And I'm highly sensitive, and what that means is that I sense things around me a little bit more intensely maybe than the average person does. So I'm feeling emotions, I'm highly intuitive, I'm very sensitive to my environment. So I kind of tune in on what works and what doesn't work. And that highly sensitive baby boomer woman part exposed me to toxins in my lifetime that I believe have been the trigger for autoimmune disease. So my whole purpose at this point in my life is to help other highly sensitive baby boomer women and you know what? Just anybody who is interested in healing, reversing, and preventing further autoimmune disease. And we can do that like I have done it with my lifestyle and my diet.
And then that's kind of what we're going to talk about today is eliminating toxins in different ways in your lifestyle.
Great. Wonderful.
All right, so let's get into the Q&A.
Okay.
This question came in from Louise, and I'm just reading the question over here, and I have them right in front of me here. So usually, of course, most of us know that I don't read questions out, so we'll see how it goes here. I think the last we did one of these before, and I didn't realize how difficult it is to just read out questions. I think that it's much easier just to have a regular conversation. But I think it's cool for our listeners or our members to get a chance to ask our expert questions too. So
great.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So Louise said she uses laundry soap and dish soap, and there's no ingredient shown. Said the company does not provide ingredients, but claims the ingredients to be non-toxic, natural, hypoallergenic, biodegradable, and no phosphates. So her dilemma is twofold. It's a product she really likes, but she says, I know their claims are accurate, and from research I've done, other people have similar concerns. So she said the product is actually shakily. I suppose I could have said that from the beginning. Is that a clean product, or is that something she should be concerned about?
Wow, that's a great question, Louise. I'm always a little bit suspicious when ingredients are not listed. I'm wondering why is that? And I am familiar with Shakely, but I don't have any products in front of me to look at, and I haven't really done research on that particular brand to be able to really give you a 100% clear answer. You say you've done research and their claims of being non-toxic are accurate. So I would, sit down and think about that. What research have you done, and are you confident that that research is accurate? And if you are, great. But I kind of go by the, I want to know for myself what's in there. And if I don't understand a term on a label, I'm probably not going to get it because I'm not a chemist, so I want to be able to look at a label and read it and understand what that is, and is it going to be harmful to my body, the environment that I live in, and the greater environment of Earth. So I'm sorry, I think you've stumped me on this one, the first question off the bat, but I would just go a little deeper and wonder, you know, could you make your own products? There are so many recipes online, and I've done it myself. I just made soap last weekend with my kids, and it was a really fun project. And you can use that soap not only for your body and for your dishes and stuff, but in your laundry too. They're
That's actually a question at the end here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so. I'm getting ahead.
We'll get into that. But yeah, let me ask that.
Yes, all right. All right.
But I think you're right. I'm not sure. Like, that's a little surprising. I thought companies have to list ingredients.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't list them, what are they trying to hide, or why would they not list them?
Well, that's my concern. And then also, you know, I think I mentioned in that last interview that there is an application you can get on your phone, and it's called Environmental Working Group. You can scan their barcode on a product, and it'll come up with a toxicity level for you. So that's something, Louise, that you may want to do. I would hope that Shakely is in their database, and if it's not, maybe they can put it in there.
Okay, I'll write that down and link that in the question here. Okay, well, let's move on. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a difficult question for me too, Janice. I don't, mm-hmm. And Louise, that's, you know, I don't know why they wouldn't. Why would you not list if you have clean products? I think the companies that we use, that I use, are usually proud of their ingredients, and they want to share it and say, they're usually like, hey, check out our few ingredients with this great product. And even, I don't know much about Shakely. I think they've been around forever, but mm-hmm. you know, if they're a good company, they shouldn't have anything to offer. And then the other thing that I could recommend is calling them and, you know, asking them, because I think that, you know, they, big companies or any kind of company, should have some type of service where you can call and ask questions. And then that's something that we don't think about, you know, picking up the phone and calling. And I think that I've done this many times, and sometimes people are welcoming to give you information, and then other companies aren't. And I really think that's odd. And then I usually stop buying their products if they really don't want to talk to their customers, because I'm paying for their products. So
absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great point, Drew. And you know, you mentioned few ingredients. The fewer ingredients, the better. Mm-hmm. So that's something to look for too. These are really helpful tips. Mm-hmm. Yeah, call them. Just a few ingredients, clean ingredients.
Okay, but let's get into the next one. This one's coming from Stephanie. So Stephanie, she wants to know, if, you know, once you examine your environment and lifestyle, how do you kind of push aside those fears that you aren't doing enough, or that you aren't, or what you're doing isn't happening fast enough?
Wow, Stephanie, I would just love to sit down with you and just relax, because I think one of the things that is harmful and toxic in our lives is worry and the stress of, you know, get it done. Am I doing enough? You are enough. You are doing enough. You know, just go at it at a pace that feels comfortable for you, and that, you know, you can say, okay, so I understand what I'm doing right now. I'm doing this in a way that fits my pace. Because if we are worried, there's never an end point to it. So worry is a waste of energy. Let's just get rid of that right now. Put that aside. It doesn't do anybody any good. So what I would suggest is just start with one thing, like, you know, maybe the kitchen sink. Look at the kitchen sink. What are you using for laundry, or excuse me, for soap, detergent? What's under your sink? What are your cleaning products? You can start with one thing at a time, you know, just be simple about it. And pretty soon, if you do one thing, even just one thing a week, you know, in a couple of months, you're going to have a much better grasp on what it is that you're breathing and ingesting and putting on your skin. And again, I would go back to that, and I have no affiliation with the Environmental Working Group, but I would go back to tools like that, that we can look up toxicity levels. I think one thing that's kind of easy and everybody can do it is when you're in your home environment, are there any artificial scents going on? That's a big no-no. Get rid of that stuff. Just clean ingredients. If you want a scented environment, you can use some essential oils or some fresh air or some beautiful fragrant flowers. But get rid of anything with artificial scents is, I think, the first thing to go. So maybe that's a good starting point, Stephanie. And really, if you find yourself worrying, take a nice deep breath, feel your feet on the floor and relax and know that you're doing your best and you will get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great advice. I enjoy the, doing one thing. Just focus on whatever you can focus on at the time. I think that we can all do one small step to move forward, to live a healthy lifestyle, to eliminate toxins. And then I think that going fast enough, I mean, we go as fast as we can. I mean,
yeah,
one person may move a little quicker than the next, but you go, for yourself, whatever's best for you, that's how you handle the toxins in your life.
I agree.
Okay, thanks for that question, Stephanie. This one's coming from Vanda, and Vanda wants to know what brands of shampoo would you recommend?
Ooh, Vanda, I just found a beautiful shampoo that I love, and I would definitely recommend it. Again, no affiliation, but it's a Cure, A-C-U-R-E, very clean, very gentle, really nice, soft hair. And I have long hair, and I have Hashimoto's, so my hair tends to be dry. And this is just lovely shampoo. So I recommend that. I'd have to go in and look at my products here because I don't have a reference sheet in front of me. But again, I just read the ingredients. I like Thrive Market, and it's an online market. And I go in there and I look at the products and then I read the ingredients. So that's a nice starting place. There's also... I don't buy any products at the big chain stores. Typically, I have not found one product that's clean enough at the big chain stores.
And so when you're looking at ingredients on don't exactly use shampoo. I shave my head. I suppose I could still moisturize my scalp. when you're looking at shampoo, what kind of ingredients are you looking at? Is it, of course, I would say the least ingredients, and you should be able to read them and understand them. But what are you looking for in a shampoo?
I am looking for the fewest ingredients as possible and botanicals. I like botanicals in shampoo. So I don't want any sodium lauryl sulfate, and I don't want any phosphates. And alcohols, I'd be careful with that. Some alcohols are okay, but be cautious of that. Gosh, you guys, I wish I had all my ingredients in front of me. I'm an older lady, I don't have this sharp mind that can bring all these things up. I have to look at it in writing.
I think she was looking for brand names, so I think that's
yeah. I would go with a Cure. That would be a company that I stand behind. Also, Anna Marie is a private line, really nice. It's a little bit pricier, but really beautiful products. Nice essential oils, very gentle cleansing. Let's see what else. Yeah, what's flashing in front of my eyes is all the big names that I avoid. Mm-hmm. So I would go with the small, go on Thrive Market and look. It's fun.
Okay.
And the thing about that market too is they give part of their profit to help families with their groceries and their needs.
Wow. That's
awesome. Yeah.
I'm going to have to check them out.
Yeah.
So our next question is stagnant energy. How do you move stagnant energy from your home?
From your home. That's a great question. So our moms and grandmas knew how to do that intuitively when they cleaned the house. So a great way to move stagnant energy is to clean your house. Just simply move things around and dust under them. I love to open all the windows. I live on a big body of water that's kind of windy, so I love to open all the windows in the place, let the air breeze through while I'm cleaning the house, and I'm moving everything around. In feng shui, they say you have to move everything at least an inch every 29 days. I do more than that. I change my artwork. I change the colors. You know, I put new pillows on the couch. I put a nice new tablecloth on the table. I bring in flowers. I bring in plants. I also smudge, so I burn white sage. I have Native American in my background. So I do a cleansing ritual with the phases of the moon. And I burn white sage to release any stagnant energy. I walk around my home clockwise, burning the sage. And then I, while I'm setting my intention of releasing everything that is not serving me at this time, and then I also go back and I walk through with sweetgrass, burning sweetgrass. Be careful with that because it does tend to, their ashes can fall, so you want to watch that, have some sort of plate or shell or something under that to catch any little embers that are falling. But the sweetgrass is then calling in the beautiful energies that you want in your home. So, you know, along with the fresh air and everything's nice and clean and you've moved things around and you've put beautiful artwork that you love and maybe some plants and put on some good music and have fun with it. You know, have fun with that. Especially if you've had a hard week or a hard month, release it. Get rid of it. You know, say thank you. You've taught me whatever lesson it is. Think about what lesson you've been taught and then let it go. Bless it and let it go.
It's nice to change things up, isn't it? Even if you're not concerned about, let's put that aside just for a moment, you're not concerned about feng shui or moving energy. It's just nice to move stuff around and not see the same things in the same place all the time.
Yeah. It's like I have created this little space in my home. I feel like I'm on vacation all the time.
That's awesome.
You know, I have beautiful views, but I also, because I do, I move things around, I bring things in, I put things away. And also, any of you parents with young kids, do that with their toys. Rotate their toys, put their toys, you know, put some of their toys away in a box in the closet, and then when you bring them out, they're brand new again. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Create some fun ritual.
I like to use chimes. Do you ever use chimes?
Yes, I have chime. Yes, I do. I have chimes here. I love it.
That's a nice way to move energy, isn't it?
Absolutely. Sound. Sound is very powerful. And I have a Tibetan bowl as well that I use, you know, and I sit with that and I ring it to call in the new day. And in fact, it's funny because when you have these, I guess I have these tools are such a common part of my life that I don't think about other people maybe not knowing about them. But vibration, you know, sound is vibration and we are vibration. So if you bring in sounds that are beautiful and calming and, you know, bring a smile to your face or make your body feel calm, you're resonating with that. It's like you're tuning with those wind chimes or you're tuning with that Tibetan bowl or that beautiful music that you have on your stereo, you know. Really, and I like to hold it. That's what I like about the Tibetan bowls because when I'm ringing that bell, I'm feeling the vibrations. The vibrations are going into my body, and it's very healing.
I just thought another one while you're sharing that with us, Janice. I think that we store things, like we stuff them in the back of the closet, or we pile things up in the basement or in the garage. And I think that as much as we don't realize it, that kind of weighs us down and certainly is stagnant energy that we keep piling on. So
absolutely.
Yeah, well, why not, you know, get rid of that stuff, especially if you're not using it, but at least, at the very least, go in there and move it. Move it. I think if you keep moving it, you get tired of moving it. Maybe you get rid of it.
Well, and that's a rule my mom had for something. Something's not. But she said, you know, if you didn't wear that piece of clothing in a year, get rid of it. And if it doesn't fit, get rid of it. If you don't feel great in it, get rid of it. You're moving that stagnant energy out, and you're making space for new energy to come in. You know, I think I mentioned this on our last call, Drew. If you want to bring in a partner into your life, make space in the closet, you know, make space in your drawers, make space in your home for somebody else to come in. Because how can they come in if everything's stuck? And you know, the stuck energy, if you've got stuff in your corners, you know, there is energy that needs to move around. If you got stuff in your corners and in your closets and in your garage and things are dusty, boy, it's time to move that out. It's, you know, think about that internally. If you have thoughts and feelings and beliefs that are just stuck there and they haven't been able to move, that makes you feel heavy, right? If, you know, it's our environments reflect our internal environments. So clean it up, freshen it up, make it beautiful because you're beautiful. Now, you are a divine being, and you want to have your inner self reflect that in your environment. Your environment should be beautiful for you. Beautiful.
I think that we could do a better job as a whole to pay attention to our surroundings, because, you know, I love how you said that. It's a reflection of what's going on inside. And then I kind of think if there's a bunch of fake things around, you know, instead of, like, let's say a living plant, for example, or everything's always a mess, or we cram things, like there's things going on inside, and there's a reason that our environment is like that. So maybe if we could address our external environment, that'll help us address our internal environment as well.
I think so. I really do. I believe it. And you guys, if you have plastic plants, get rid of them, please. That's just, they're off-gassing, you know. We don't need any plastics in our lives. We don't need any more petroleum products in our lives. It's in our makeup. It's in our toothpaste. It's in our face wash. Get rid of it. Bring in some beautiful, healthy plants, and they will clean your air for you. You know, and they're pretty, and they're your friends. They're my friends. I'm a plant lady.
Crazy plant lady? Do you talk to your plants, Jen?
I do. I don't, you know, I'm not the crazy cat lady, but I'm the crazy plant lady. I do. You should see my plants. They are so healthy and happy, and they let me know when they need a little water, and they let me know when they want some food, and they clean my air for me, and they make my space beautiful.
What if you're not, you don't have a green thumb, or you're not really a plant person? What can you do to help with that?
There's just no hope then, you know.
Just keep buying new plants. When one doesn't wilt away, you get some new ones.
Well, okay. Maybe you're buying the wrong plants.
You need to buy the right plants for you, right?
That's right.
Like a cactus, one that doesn't need much care. Well,
okay, we're going in a whole other direction, because I don't want anybody to have any cactus with thorns in their living environment. Because think about that. That's sharp and pointy, and it sticks, right? If you touch it, ouch, it hurts. So what is that saying about your space? Is your space welcoming? If you got some sharp, pointy things in your space, it's not very welcoming, right? So no cactus, Drew.
Okay, no cactus.
You can have succulents. And there are lots of houseplants that do really well on a minimal amount of attention. So, you know, that would be a fun thing to do. Go down to the nursery and talk to those people, and they love to talk about plants.
They do, don't they?
They do.
Okay, let's go on to our next question here. It's about deodorants, antiperspirants, and, well, I'll let you go first. Any recommendations? Louise is having a hard time finding one that works, a natural one.
Yeah. So it might take a couple of weeks for your body to adjust, because when you stop using the aluminum-based products like you find at the big chains, the antiperspirants and deodorants, your body will be detoxing, right? You haven't been able to release those toxins from your body because we've been putting this layer of aluminum over our armpits, where all those lymph nodes are. So you want to be able to clean out your body. I love Primal Pit Paste. It's very simple and it's great. I don't have any problems with it. It's very clean. I have less odor than when I use something like Secret or those types of things. There's also Schmidt is a nice product. You can make your own. I have not had very much luck actually making my own, but there are lots of recipes out there. I don't like the, for me, it's the baking sodas in the recipes that might have aluminum in them. It's too harsh for me. So my favorite right now is Primal Pit Paste, and I hope that works for you. I really like it.
So the antiperspirant, I think our body's supposed to sweat. We don't want to find anything that's an antiperspirant, do we?
No.
Just the deodorant.
Yeah, just the deodorant. That's why, I mean, if you go to the major chain stores, you're going to see a shelf a million miles long of antiperspirants. Well, why would you want to do that? Your body is a beautiful system. Your body knows exactly what to do, and it's supposed to be releasing those toxins. That's what our body does. So when we put an antiperspirant on there, it can't do that. It's, you're sealing it up, so you're keeping those toxins in your body. A deodorant is just something that is going to neutralize the odor. So I don't like any scents. So I just want something to neutralize the odor. And I find now that I've been using clean products for so long, there is no odor. I'm just clean, you know. So the cleaner your food intake is, the cleaner everything that goes on your body is. Your water should be clean. You should be, you know, filtering out fluoride and chlorine, all those things. The cleaner you are inside, the less odor you will have outside. So no to antiperspirants, yes to a neutral deodorant.
I use a crystal.
Uh-huh.
And it's fantastic because it seems like it never goes away. I don't know how long I've had it for. Does that sound unsanitary? I have the same deodorant for a year or two. I just recognized that when I said it out loud.
Well,
oh boy.
I think what you're supposed to do with those crystals is rinse them.
Okay.
Rinse them before you use it, and then I would just rinse it off after you use it. And I think you will find that you do have to replace it.
You know what's funny? I did this, I was at this doing this, I was hosting this, it was a conference, like a health conference, and this one of the speakers came up, and he came out and he gave these rocks, some kind of energy rocks, and he was giving them out to the audience. And so the next day I came back with my deodorant. Everyone like wants free stuff, so they go, everyone's going crazy. So I came out and I brought my crystal out, my deodorant. And I said, who wants this rock? And of course, all these hands shoot up and I'm like, this is my deodorant. That's gross. You can't have it.
Oh my God.
So I think half the people thought I was a little disturbed, and the other thought it was amusing. So that's my deodorant story. But But what I was going to say, so I use that, but I think that's much different than the crystal is much different than a conventional type of deodorant. So this one, sometimes if I'm working out, I'll need to reapply, you know, I suppose I prevent, like I know if I'm going to go work out, then I put it on maybe again before and then even sometimes after. So yeah. I use that throughout the day at times.
Sure.
You're going to add something there, Janice?
I used to keep one in my office drawer, and I worked at a university, and talk about unsanitary. We would share it sometimes.
Oh my. Well, I don't share mine.
And you know, if you've got to reapply, that's telling you your body is working, right? Your body is releasing toxins. Good. Good. We want that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I understand that we want to be, you know, clean and dry and not offending anybody. But really, we have to get over the sanitized notion that we have to be, you know, fresh as a flower. We're not fresh as a flower. We're human beings. And I kind of, you know, personally, a little scent on somebody means their body is working to me. If it's offensive, you know, go bathe, but you know, it's okay. It's okay. I don't think we should be so afraid of being human.
Mm-hmm. One of the companies, I know Dorothy, she's in our group, and she uses Rocky Mountain Soap Company. Mm-hmm. Do you get that in the U.S.?
Jenna? I have heard of it. Okay. Right? I haven't seen it on the shelf, but I probably order it online, right?
Okay. I'd imagine they would ship you down here. I don't see why they wouldn't. So that's one for you guys out there. And yes. Then I was sent this. I think it's a newer company, and they sent me a kind of a sample package, and it's called In Love With Your Body Care. And I think that's an online company, but that worked for me, and that they only have maybe 3 ingredients, and they were really nice. So sometimes I use that as well.
Nice. Are we still talking about deodorant, or this is all a whole body line?
That was deodorant. They had a few other things. They have some kind of clean chapstick. But that's, they sent me a few things, and the deodorant and Louise and anyone else who's tried natural deodorants, I think we've all been there. You find it's kind of a little bit of a struggle to find what works for you.
Yeah.
And then you find a couple and you feel like you're wasting money because you can't find one that works. So I would suggest you keep trying something because you'll find one that works for you. And then I think your body's different than everyone. So I don't think one will specifically work for everyone. So if you try some of these companies that Janice was talking about, and maybe a couple of the ones that I tried as well that worked for me, maybe that'll help.
Absolutely. The beauty of life is that we are all different. So what works for me may not work for you. And that's great. And you know what? If you buy something and it doesn't work and you have to throw away a few dollars, your health is worth it. It's still, you know, you're exploring what's the best investment for you. So, again, just be really gentle with yourself. And so what if you throw $5 away because it's going to mean you're healthier in the long run? You know, it's okay.
Absolutely. Okay, so our last question here is about toxic cleaning products and ingredients. So we talked about this in the last show, and do you feel comfortable sharing your recipes, or do you have a place that you can send us to find ways to create our own?
I'm comfortable sharing a real simple recipe that you can do. It's so simple. And then I will also tell you my Facebook page that you can all jump over to, and I post tips and stuff up there, recipes and stuff up there all the time. But this is the simplest thing in the world. I would suggest that you have lemon. Use, you know, like maybe half a squeezed lemon in warm water in the morning. The first thing you do in the morning, that sort of wakes up your body and helps to cleanse your body. And don't throw away the lemon peel. So what I do is I go buy a bunch of lemons or get them off my neighbor's tree. And I squeeze them, get the juice out, and then I put all those rinds, those lemon peels and rinds, right into a nice big quart jar. Just push them in there, get them in there. And then I just pour in white vinegar and let it set for a couple weeks. That is my cleaning solution. Then I just strain that out into a spritzer. I put like a quarter, just the ratio would be a quarter of that solution, that lemon and vinegar solution, to three quarters water. And that's, instead of having like a counter cleaner, that's my counter cleaner. That does everything. That does my mirrors, my stovetop, my counters, everything. And for furniture polish, I use a little olive oil and lemon juice. That's it. And it's beautiful. So you really don't need any of that stuff out there in the stores. You can make this, you can make the easiest things right with what you already have in your cupboards and pantry.
What is it about the lemon that cleans it? Is it something clean, or is it just the smell that makes it cleaner?
Excuse me. It smells great, but there it's acidic, so it just lifts up any grime and dirt. It just lifts it right up, and you just wipe it away.
Okay, and then I've heard white vinegar as well. You don't eat white vinegar, do you?
I do not. No, do so not.
I said that to someone not too long ago, and they looked at me like I was crazy.
No,
you don't eat white vinegar. Use it to clean things.
Yes. Use it to clean things. You can put, you know, a little bit of that in your washing machine with your clothes for the rinse. It'll make it really nice. But no, please don't ingest white vinegar. But I do use apple cider vinegar, the live apple cider vinegar. I use Bragg's brand. I drink that throughout the day in water, never plain, because it'll burn your esophagus. But that's also really great for your, it has 1,000 benefits to it. Again, you can look at my Facebook page, The Healing Solution, and soul as in S-O-U-L, The Healing Solution, and all those tips. I post stuff like that all the time, but apple cider vinegar is sort of a, all around health booster. It's great.
What does what do you use for in the laundry for detergent?
I don't make my own. I should make my own.
What do you use?
I don't. I use Seventh Generation.
Okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I lost your audio for a second there.
Sorry. Yeah, I just use Seventh Generation. There's also, let's see, there's Wellness Mama has a nice recipe for laundry detergent.
She's quite...
she's great.
Yeah, she's got all kinds of stuff. She's got a pretty serious website, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's wonderful, and she's very generous.
Okay. All right, Janice, that's that was good. That was fantastic. We're close to 40 minutes. I hope that's okay with you.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this was a blast. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your tips with us. That was fantastic.
You're welcome. And I just want to say that I'll bet you that every one of these people in your membership group knows a lot more than they think they do. So trust their instincts. Please, folks, trust yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? Like, there's so many great questions, so many fantastic conversations, and there's just unlimited knowledge that goes around. And you know, I always say I learn more from those I work with than they learn from me. And there's always something new. We actually just started sharing recipes when I make the meal plans. I just started sharing recipes from them, some of the things that the healthy recipes that they've been creating in their lives and their families for generations. I mean. So that I get to try too. So I think that's a great point, Janice, that, you know, it's constant. Like we're always talking, and you guys are doing such a good thing for your health by being around a positive environment and having questions and things like this. You're always reinforcing living a healthy lifestyle. And I think it's so important to be close and a part of a group like this. So yeah, it's well said, Janice.
Oh, You too. Thank you, Drew. Thank you so much for having me on. It's so much fun talking to you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure. We'll definitely have you back in maybe in a month or in the next group or however it works out. But yeah, I'd love to have you back and talk more about this kind of stuff.